views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Do you need assistance in discovering what you truly want in your life? Are you feeling unhappy and stuck and are clueless how to change that heavy feeling? The Laura Longley Show delivers powerful ways to work through common problems and stuck points. This fun and unique weekly show invites some of the most creative and transformative practitioners and authors, hypnotherapists, EFT practitioners, acupuncturists, and astrologers, among others, to activate your wildest dreams. Get ready to tune in to be more of who you truly are. Laura and her guests will take your calls and help you bring your brilliance to a greater brightness. Get ready to snap to a whole new level in your life with joy leading the way. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness for good. Now, here is your host, Laura Longley.
Good morning and welcome to a beautiful sunny day in Seattle. Although I hear that the East Coast is maybe prepping for another snowstorm as our guest is in Washington, D.C. But, you know, weather, we got to take it as it comes. You're listening to The Laura Longley Show on Transformation Talk Radio. And stay with us for the next hour and let us help you experience ways to get unstuck and live an inspired life full of meaning, purpose, and happiness. Each week, we have some of the most gifted practitioners, speakers, and authors helping you to make authentic and lasting changes in your life. Today, I'll be talking with Sister Jenna, who is the founder and director of the Meditation Museum, about creating trust in a fear-based environment. So be sure and stay tuned for that conversation. It'll be coming up in just a few minutes. But before we do that, we'll do our healing meditation as we do at the beginning of each show. And this week, where I want to focus is on people who have been impacted by a natural disaster. And I know that we have done this in the past, but it was brought to mind for me because here just north of Seattle on Saturday, we had a big landslide. And I think at this moment, there were four people that they know have been killed and 18 still missing. And even though those numbers are not huge, like, you know, you might have from a typhoon or a tsunami or an earthquake, it just reminded me that probably every day in the world, someone is being impacted by some sort of a natural disaster like this. And so I would love for us to send love and healing to the families of the people who have been impacted and give strength and courage to those who are missing who might still be able to be rescued. So let's begin by taking a deep breath in. And release that. That. And thank you for participating in that. Well, as many of you know, I sold my house last year and I moved into a high-rise apartment in downtown Seattle. And I've learned a lot about myself and what I need since that move. But a really big aha came for me last week as I realized I was creating a lot of stress for myself by my reaction to external events. And during this week's light bulb moment later in the show, I'll share more about what was going on for me and how I was able to significantly reduce the impact of outside events and be much happier in the process, and how you can do that too. So be sure and stay tuned for that towards the end of the show for the light bulb moment this week. But for now, let me introduce today's guest. For decades, Sister Jenna, as she is affectionately known, has moved and shaped the consciousness of lives around the world. She's traveled to over 80 countries to raise awareness of the self and the divine. Her wisdom, peace, and compassion for humanity are expressed through the variety of initiatives she spearheads for youth, women, governments, and communities. She is someone who herself has come from self-destructive patterns and turned that into courage and service to humanity. Sister Jenna is the founder and director of the Meditation Museum and director of the Washington, D.C. branch of the Brahma Kumaris, a worldwide organization with over 8,000 branches in 120 countries. Under her guidance in 2012, the nationwide America Meditating Initiative was launched, promoting an awareness of personal empowerment and peace as a way of increasing harmony and a more vibrant America during a time of great uncertainty. Let's welcome Sister Jenna to the Laura Longley Show. Hi, Sister Jenna.
Thank you. Hi, Laura, and thank you so much for having me on your show.
Well, I'm really, really pleased to have you here. And I think that the topic of today's show that we're going to be talking about, which is creating trust in a fearful environment, is so relevant to every single one of us. I mean, I know it certainly is for me. And I think that what you have to share with us is definitely going to be helpful to people listening.
I hope so. Yeah. I hope so. You know, I was just reading about I think they finally found a Flight 370, that Malaysian airline that went down.
Yes.
And I found myself today having to just take the leadership of rebooking my mother's ticket and my assistant who's in India this time. And they had rebooked their ticket for April 1st. And only because I saw the story this morning and I got impacted by the story and felt the vibration of the families and what that must have been like if that plane or when that plane went down, I changed their date from April 1st to April 2nd.
And so that's a perfect illustration of how we get impacted by this fear.
Yeah. And what was I afraid of, Laura? Afraid of something might be happening to them because April 1st is April Fool's Day.
Yes.
So even in doing it, I'm watching my mind and I'm watching my intentions and seeing how that energy of attachment is really the root cause of my fear.
Yes, because the reality is that there is so little. I mean, we don't control things. And so, I mean, I think there is some room for saying that we have intuition about something and making changes based on that. But this fear that so many of us, I mean, really all of us have, in the end, what is it that we're afraid of? Because we can't predict and we can only really deal with whatever does happen.
Exactly. And that's absolutely correct. I think our souls have gone through such entropy from an energy that had this essence of just truth and love and clarity, and knowing that it wasn't about being attached, but it was about loving and sharing and just going through the natural law of life. And as entropy happened, my energy, your energy, our energies were changing from 100% feeling sense of love and purity. It got reduced, and as it got reduced to a very high level, we started to hold on and cling to matter. I've been doing a lot of observation on the five elements: water, ether, air, land, and fire, and how that makes up my body makes up your body. And if my soul, the soul has to leave the body, then the body goes back to nature. But where does the soul go? So for the last month, I've been saying, if I'm attached still with issues or to people or to desires that were not fulfilled, I have to come back to fulfill that, because how will my soul be liberated if in my state of leaving my body, I wasn't in a liberated state? And so I've been looking at this this thing called attachment, and
yes,
how it is the anchor of our fear, and it gets so entrenched into the human, into the physical, into the identity, the label, the gender, the religion, that if remotely I think I'm going to lose my identity, the fear emerges. Only because of attachment, not because of love.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Yes, it makes perfect sense to me, and I relate very personally to it. I've been doing some work myself over the last several years that really has approached that, okay, if I'm not these things that I thought I was, these labels that have been attached to me since birth, then who am I? And that really is, it does create fear in our humanness, I guess the ego-based part of us, to think that we don't know who we are.
I think, it's so interesting, because if you have a beautiful, fragrant flower in a room, and someone comes in the room and says, oh, I'm allergic to flowers, please get it out, and they remove that flower from the room, that flower's not going to wilt and say, how could she remove me? Has she any idea how fragrant I am and that I'm a flower? And
yes,
what ego does,
yes,
ego continues to try to identify itself so much with the limited, that if somebody says, you're not so great, then I'll go, oh, that's okay. That's okay. You know, life continues.
Right.
And I think when we walk onto the path of spirituality, what we're actually making effort to return to is our truth. That I am loving, I am pure, I am peaceful, I am a liberated soul. And we're trying to find methods and ways to create the experience within the soul that will bring us back to that awareness.
And I think so many of us, at least in my experience or my view in the last 20 years, that it has become, I think a lot of us have had a lot more consciousness around that journey. That
I sure hope so.
Yeah.
Yeah, I sure hope so. A friend of mine who is in a major financial firm just sent me a message on two major financial tycoons, you know?
Yes.
They just took their own lives. And in my response to him, because he's always so concerned about even that for himself. And the reason why that is so is that they feel that they're losing something and they have no control in keeping what they've become so attached to, forgetting that the soul is energy, eternal, pure. It has everything.
Right.
If the soul lives its life where it doesn't give sorrow to others and it doesn't take sorrow from others. That's been my whole path. Jen, don't give sorrow, but Jen, don't take sorrow, because your soul carries those memories.
Yes. Well, we do need to take a break, but when we come back, I want to talk some more about how being in this culture of fear is impacting us and what we can do individually to start shifting that. I'm Laura Longley, and you're listening to The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. You can find me on Facebook at The Laura Longley Show and at thelauralongleyshow.com. Stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
Ooh, child, things are gonna get easier. Ooh, child. out, things would get brighter.
If you're one of the millions of Americans suffering from anxiety, you probably know how powerless and out of control this emotion can make you feel. This is why it is so important to remember that anxiety is created by your mind, which means that you can learn to use your mind to uncreate it. Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. My award-winning book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, provides you with a step-by-step breakthrough process to understand and resolve the root causes of your anxiety and build a solid foundation of confidence and inner peace. If you're ready to take your power back, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com. That's thefearandanxietysolution.com, or call 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-MIND.
What if the world doesn't function the way we've been told? What if we truly can bend the laws of physical reality? What if we can end limitation? What if weird were the coolest thing you could be? And what if it's time for a totally different reality? Are you ready to create it? Are you ready to dream as big as you dare? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything in my life changed for me. This is your invitation to step into something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Shakespeare, Gandhi, Galileo, and Aristotle all knew to be true. It's not about the answer. It's about being the question, always. It's about truly being you, whatever that looks like, and changing this world. Is now the time? Start by signing up for a free video series at beingyouclass.com. That's beingyouclass.com. What if you are the gift and the change this world requires? Beingyouclass.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Are you ready to move past limiting beliefs and unconscious obstacles that are holding you back from financial prosperity? Do you want to be free from debt and that feeling of being disempowered? Mary Jane Allen is a financial healer and joy creation specialist who uses her unique set of tools included in her financial healing process to help her clients move past those beliefs and fears. For more information and to contact Mary Jane, visit her website, manifestyourlifedream.com, and begin your financial healing process today.
We're back on the Laura Longley Show, and today I'm talking with Sister Jenna, who is the founder and director of the Meditation Museum, and we're talking about creating trust in a fear-based environment, and we're trust within ourselves, which then gets radiated out. But before we talk more about the trust and fear piece of it, Sister Jenna, I would love for you to tell people just a little bit about the Meditation Museum and then also share some other things you have going on, like radio and the reality show, so that people know ways that they can find out more information and get involved.
Thanks, Laura. The museum, the Meditation Museum, is home. It's a very safe place in the hustle and bustle of metropolitan Washington, D.C., where people really aren't here searching for self-enlightenment. They're here to make a difference. But every time someone comes into the doors of the museum, their lives change. The vibrations, the peace, the reflection, the artifacts, the programs. We have 200 programs a year there.
Oh, my goodness.
From youths to seniors to women to nutrition to science to relationship issues. We don't stop there because our museum is about the self, and so self is unlimited, so all factors of life are included in that. And we encourage individuals to keep coming through the doors because the energy continues to build, where the peace and the power is very palpable. You know, my unfolding of spirituality has gone through different stages, Laura. I have been at this point of my first 5 years where I thought I was perfect and I had arrived. And then just thought, you know, I look great. I mean, everyone says I'm great. I'm emanating all the things I'm supposed to do as a spiritual person. But why is it that inside I felt so dishonest? And my inner world hadn't matched what I was projecting. And it was at that moment, for the first time on my spiritual path, I actually felt very, very honest and very perfect. So, you know, here I am so many years after that moment where I might not be projecting what everybody wants me to project, because we have been conditioned to believe that an individual who chooses a spiritual path, they're supposed to be perfect when they're in our company. And what I wish to convey to all of my brothers and sisters, they don't get perfect if they're not with you messing up a lot.
That's so a very good reminder.
So what happens is that I just want to be very natural in my unfolding, and by all means, you know, I think everyone who has the ability to spend a lot of time with me, I think very deeply. My thoughts, I try to pay a lot of attention to not wasting them, because thought is energy and thought is life. So if my routine starts at 3:30 in the morning and it goes on until 10 at night, I need my thoughts to be in check. I need to be in a pure place of my being, of the soul, my connection to God, the Supreme Soul, and the karma philosophy that I don't give sorrow to someone and I don't take sorrow from someone. So, you know, here comes a little radio show called the America Meditating Radio Show, which you can get on our Meditation Museum website or Blog Talk Radio. And some producers had approached me wanting to do a television show on it, and it turned out to be another name called Soul Search. So we're involved with production at this time, and we're just traveling around the country trying to understand what people are looking for. But I think, Laura, more than anything else for your listeners, I'm reaching a point in my life that there's so much words from us, and there's a lot of information out there. I would really like to invite everyone to really start to invest more in the experience. And that's where I'm at. So, I want to experience what I know.
So by that, so that's kind of the being in the present, being in the now piece of it as well.
I hear a lot about that present and now, and the way that I've decoded that is, when I, the soul, am in the experience and the awareness that the soul is immortal, eternal, imperishable, and pure, that I am present. So if I have to cook dinner, I will cook dinner in that state. If I have to answer a bill collector, I will answer it in that state. If I have to get the kids prepared, or if I have to deal with my screaming husband, or if I have to deal with the radio show, I need to be truthful to me.
Yes.
And I know they call it present, and I call it being in the truthful state of the soul's original experience. That's what I call being present. You know, the concept of fear is increasing because our attachment to the name, the gender, the role, the religion, the language, the nationality, the body, that's increasing. So because our faces are turned towards what is limited, our back is actually turned away to that which is unlimited and pure. And our journey in what your show is doing is trying to get people unstuck, to just tell them, just turn back around and look at how beautiful you are when you are kind and pure and in awareness. So even our museum offers ideas on these concepts in our courses and classes there.
So for people who are not local in your area, in the Washington, D.C. area, do you offer things on the website that people can experience?
We do. We have a free app that was designed by our 13-year-old who was bored to death around summer. And he kept coming to me with his iPod. What do you call those things? Platters, platter. What do you call those?
Oh, tablet? Plate. The tablet.
Yeah, there you go. Uh-huh. You see, I'm not even aware of what these things are. Sister Jenna, Sister Jenna, look, 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 I just Googled the Earth. I go, great. You know, Sister Jenna, Sister Jenna. And I said, Deep, can you do me a favor? With all of your intelligence, could you design an app for the museum? And he did. In about 2 months, he saved us $7,000.
Wow.
So he designed the Pause for Peace app. And on that app, Laura, listeners or viewers, folks can just get radio shows, quotes for the day, meditation, commentaries, music, songs, interviews. And they can keep learning more about themselves along the way. We also have, I'm the director of the Brahma Kumaris, which is an international organization. We have 8,000 branches in 120 countries. And wherever you want to find a meditation center, you can Google brahmakumaris.org and find it. And those are tools. Those are tools.
Yes.
But we've got to find that practice and discipline to start from where we are. From the moment you wake up, check if you're in a good state, to the way that you get off the bed and walk to the bathroom, to wash your face and brush your teeth, check what you're thinking. Are you setting the tone of the day or not?
Well, and what part of what occurred to me when we were talking a few minutes ago about, you know, being present, being in the now, and your take on that really is that our thoughts take us, or what take us away from really experiencing, from, as you say, you know, if you're cooking dinner, really experiencing that, really having your soul be in the place of being with what is in that time. And so yeah, you're mentioning, you know, what are our thoughts doing from the moment that we wake up? That is so powerful to, in the beginning, just even notice, oh my gosh, look at all these things that I'm thinking that maybe I don't even really believe, but still creates, you know, how I feel. And yeah.
I remember the cartoon character in a newspaper. Remember Lulu?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so Lulu woke up in the bed. And then the next frame, she's having all these thoughts. Well, maybe I should do 5 more minutes. But I've got so much to do. Okay, you know what? I'll just do another 10 minutes. And the next frame, she's like, you know, I really should exercise and do something. I'm gaining weight. But maybe, all right, give me 1 more minute and I'll do it. And then in the 4th frame, she lies back down and she says in the writing, in the text, how can my mind be so busy and I still can't move my body? And I just thought it was just so...
Yes, because our minds do get so busy.
It does. And the irony to the equation is that we don't use the thoughts that support our purpose.
Right.
And that's why meditation, reflection is so essential. And the struggle with every human being is the attachment of the past experiences that some of us can nurture at such a deep subconscious level that we're not even aware that something that happened to me in the past, I'm repeating it through thoughts or just through behavior, and that vibration is increasing so much in my narrative that I'm just automatically inviting that back into my life without effort, even though I want a different result.
Right.
So when we are quiet, and I mean by observing that I'm not entertaining waste or negative thoughts about myself or about someone connected to me, then I am able to change the cycle of that vibration that is living in my soul. Fear is increasing because that vibration of attachment to the past negative experiences, we don't know how to address it. And so we have forgotten when we messed up. We forgot how we should have done it, but we keep wanting another result.
Mm-hmm.
So that silence helps to determine how we move this forward.
Well, it is time for us to take another break, but when we come back, I want to talk a little bit about a practice that people can get started with that'll help them in this way. I'm Laura Longley, and you're listening to The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
Tune in to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, identify your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst and clairvoyant who uses her intuitive and energetic gifts to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
Did anyone teach you to be a parent? What if there were tools that could make your job a whole lot easier? Glenna Rice invites you to be the questionable parent you truly be in a dynamic teleseries designed to empower parents to know that they know and give you the awareness required to create ease and joy between you and your children. Check out GlennaRice.com to learn more and to book a private session or dial 415-235-2807.
Used clinically by top Lyme doctors, Beyond Balance herbal formulas have helped thousands of patients battle tick-borne disease by providing superior immune system support and enhancing detoxification. Beyond Balance formulas are sold through healthcare professionals. The oral drops contain non-GMO food-grade vegetable glycerin, making them well-tolerated by children and alcohol-sensitive patients. For more information, licensed or certified healthcare practitioners can call BioResource, the exclusive Beyond Balance distributor for the United States and Canada, 800-203-3775.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker, Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
All the leaves on the giving tree have fallen. No shade to crawling underneath.
We're back on The Laura Longley Show, and today I'm talking with Sister Jenna, who is the founder and director of the Meditation Museum, and we're talking about creating trust in a fear-based environment. And on the break, we were talking a little bit about how, you know, what advice that Sister Jenna can give to people listening about how to kind of get started on making that shift. And one of the things, well, the primary thing we were talking about was making a shift in something that you do. And so, Sister Jenna, why don't you just talk a little bit about the piece where we started with sleeping on the other side of the bed?
You know, it was as simple as that for me, and I've shared that in many of my sharings with friends and with colleagues and audiences. Sometimes we think shifting our consciousness or the state that we're in or the stuckedness that we find ourselves in, I'm supposed to go sign up to some major workshop or go to a therapist or get a new husband or go find some new
something
kids.
Small, yeah.
You know, or go shopping or change my career.
Right.
You know, or go do higher education. I say no to that. Shifting your state of consciousness and the way that you're feeling can be as simple as sleeping on the other side of the bed. Where you used to just you know, hold your pants up and put your right foot in first. Try your left one next time. If you hear a his and her think, push him over and just use his and say, get out of the way. I want to use this one today. driving in a new direction. I remembered once this beautiful young girl who used to be one of my proteges. I said, what are you cooking today? And she says, oh, I'm going to cook, seasoned tofu. And I go, so what's the season? I'm going to use, you know, Old Bay, garlic, this, whatever. Hing, sorry, because we don't do garlic. And the next day I asked her, so what are you cooking today? I says, well, I'm going to do tofu with some special herbs. So I said, what's the season? Well, it's the same seasons, but she put them in different times and in different ways. So what I learned from her was she was putting it differently this time. It wasn't just the same routine, the same Groundhog Day mentality, but from inside we want something else. In meditation and in Raj Yoga especially, because that's the practice that I teach, Raj Yoga meditation, you learn about, we talked about it earlier, our thoughts. We learn how these thoughts are wasting the soul's energy. And we learn how to connect our soul to God, to this supreme energy, so we can restore energy that's been lost due to being distracted or stuck or living somewhere in the past and can't be present. And so why remembrance of that supreme power, especially now, is so essential is where can the soul go, Laura, to restore its lost subtle abilities and subtle energies? Where can we go to find inside of ourselves spiritual energy if it's not to raise our level of consciousness to connect to the divine?
Mm-hmm. Well, and, you know, and we might have talked about this when we chatted by phone last week. I can't remember, but what keeps coming up for me when we're talking about fear and then we're talking about our souls and divine love is, you know, this idea that's been put out there by a lot of people of there being fear and there being, at the other end of the spectrum, love, that it's, you know, kind of like the antidote for it. And I had a guest on a month or two ago who described love as not fear. And I, to use the word broadly, I love that because it really brings home that the way for us to deal with all this fear that's outside of us as well as inside of us is to bring that love.
Yeah. And so why did we lose the love?
Good question. Do you have a good answer?
Yeah. I mean, I ask this to my students all the time. Why did we lose love? And where did fear start for you?
Mm-hmm.
Nobody knows and nobody remembers.
Right.
It is not the trauma that we went through as children with our parents. So it's not because we were enduring the Civil War or the Holocaust or slavery or somebody was after me at the workplace or someone had it in for me. I believe this energy of entropy that I mentioned earlier, like the seasons, spring, summer, fall, winter, and we are all in the winter of humanity. And if we don't go underground and get back to the seed, which is God, and pull the nourishment from the seed, how will we be able to flourish a new paradigm in a new season of humanity? So this awakening and this invitation for souls to really embrace the practice of spirituality, the practice of contemplation, the practice of looking at another person from a soul-conscious state. I always teach souls, look at another human being as if they're a one-year-old, and that will help you to remind yourself of who you are.
Yeah.
And that innocence and that purity of your existence will flourish in you when you look at that person. And if that person is going through hell, you just might end up to be an instrument that God sent to help them.
Mm-hmm.
Because you were in the right place, and you looked at them as a child, and that vibration through you touched them at a rough time, and it gave them hope. We need to be these instruments. So your guest that said, when there isn't love, there's fear.
Mm-hmm.
fear came when algae took root in our soul. It's an acronym I use all the time. A for anger, L for lust, G for greed, A for attachment, and E for ego. And they start off first 1%, 5%, 20%, until we get so natural in algae that we feel so unnatural when the soul is actually free. This is the state that we're in.
Yes. And I can really relate to that. It goes back to what we were talking about with, you know, feeling like if we lose our quote unquote identity, you know, we feel lost. And so it feels uncomfortable to be in that connection that really is very natural.
Yeah. It is. Huh? We call it body consciousness, but we also call it just in Indian mythology, there's this character called Ravan, and he has 10 heads, and 5 for the female, 5 for the male, and they're called vices: anger, lust, greed, attachment, and ego. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and every year Hindus try to burn this character to get them out of their system, but for them it's a big party now. They have no concept that it's to destroy their own internal weaknesses. They're just so happy going to the temple and burning this huge thing and singing and dancing.
Gosh.
And Laura, come on, it's happened all over now.
Yes.
We're so entertained by the distractions and the rituals that we forgot about the experience.
Right, right. What did that grow out of?
That grew out of nature.
Right, exactly. So we've forgotten about that, and we just do the ritual without the underlying meaning to it. Yeah.
Right.
Well, I'm sorry, we're going to have to wrap things up. Things went by so quickly, and I really enjoyed our conversation. But before we go, just once again, let people know how they can find out more about the Meditation Museum.
Absolutely. Just get a ticket to Washington, D.C., and they'll be able to. We would love for everyone to just get onto the meditationmuseum.org website and visit, you know, all these social networks. I think it's Facebook, Meditation Museum, or Facebook, America Meditating. Download the Pause for Peace app and feel free to go to the Huffington Post and just Google in Sister Jenna and keep updated on all the incredible articles and programs and TV shows and stuff that are going on. And Laura, thank you. You've been so comfortable to be with. And
wishing
you all the best for your show and keeping up all the good work and the service that you do for humanity.
Well, thank you. And thank you for sharing these gifts with the listeners today, too, Sister Jenna. Thanks so much.
You're very welcome. Alrighty.
Well, we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, I'll share this week's light bulb moment, which is letting go of your attachment to external circumstances, which totally plays into what Sister Jenna and I were talking about. I'm Laura Longley, and you're listening to The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
Tune in to Angels and Answers with Artie Hoffman, the hottest psychic with the warmest heart, every Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific Time and 1 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. With passion and a sense of humor, he delivers spiritual and motivational messages for both individuals and groups of people and is internationally known for his amazing psychic abilities. Don't forget to call in at 800-930-2819 for live on-air readings and visit Artie at artiehoffman.com.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, the arts, education, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit TheDrJulieShow.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Psychic World, Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern, with John G. Sutton, featuring his special guest, Countess Strella. One of Britain's most respected psychic mediums, John is an internationally published author, poet, and professional clairvoyant. His best-selling books include Psychic Pets, featured with John on the Walt Disney Channel, Animal Planet. Currently, John is the feature editor of the monthly Psychic World, which is the UK's Journal of Spiritualism. He has over 30 years of experience working in the field of paranormal studies. Countess Strella has an incredible ability to visualize your future in a positive, passionate way. This show offers all listeners the chance to call in and speak directly to John or the amazing Countess Strella. You can ask your personal questions about love, career, money, relationships, or whatever is troubling you in this often difficult life. What dreams may come? Join John G. Sutton and Countess Strella to discover your answer. See www.psychicworld.net.
We're back on the Laura Longley Show. My guest today was Sister Jenna, the founder and director of the Meditation Museum. And we were talking about creating trust in a fear-based environment. And if you want to find out more, you can go to meditationmuseum.org, where they have a lot of great tools that can help you become less fearful. At least we will hope so. And some other ways to get help with moving forward in life. You can find me on Facebook at The Laura Longley Show and on Twitter at Laura Longley SHO. And of course, always at thelauralongleyshow.com. Well, earlier in the show, I was talking a little bit about change. Well, things I've come to learn about myself through making this change from living in a house to living in an apartment in a high rise in downtown Seattle. And I will say that I'm not sorry I did it. I'm glad I'm renting and didn't buy it, which was kind of the whole purpose, was to try it out. That it's not really the right environment for me, but it's had some really good things about it too. But the thing that was really up for me recently, and by recently I mean the last couple of weeks, is that my next door neighbor, I started having some noise issues with them. And I had some issues with them off and on since they moved in. They've been there maybe 4 or 5 months. But it was never ongoing, and it was never really, to me anyway, that big of a deal. And so twice I had gone over and just asked them to turn down whatever it was that was creating so much noise in my living room that I couldn't hear my own stuff. and so it really didn't seem like that big of a deal. And then suddenly it became a big deal. And, I still don't know exactly how that happened, but I went through an experience where they had television, computer, something turned up so loud that I couldn't hear my own stuff. And even after I asked them to turn it down, they did not. And so I finally I went to management, which I had not done in the past because I feel like we can always work these things out. Well, ever since that happened, which was a few weeks ago, I realized I had kind of this PTSD feeling where it was like every time I came into my apartment, I was super you know, listening to see, oh, can I hear them doing anything over there? And it really, it created a lot of stress and anxiety for me, because even when they weren't making noise, I was listening so closely to see, oh, is it going to happen again? And, you know, frankly, I'm not really sure why I got so hooked into, well, yeah, I am. I'll talk about that in a minute. But so I got really hooked into that. And so it got worse from that point on. So I don't know if my reporting them to the management then triggered them, but it almost became like they were doing it deliberately to bother me. And they succeeded. As I said, I was feeling really stressed out about it. And then it just so happened that about a week ago, I had several other things in addition to this next door neighbor, where my upstairs neighbor, all of a sudden, that neighbor, there's always been a fair amount of noise, but it's like normal living stuff, like I can hear them walking or they'll drop something on the floor or whatever. But that got really loud. And I don't know if, well, I do know. I became really focused on it. All of a sudden, I became very focused on noise in any way that was going on in my apartment. And last Tuesday, I had a session with the energy healer that I work with. Her name is Wendy. And this was one of the issues, because I knew that the fact that this was bothering me so much and that it was showing up in so many different ways, that it wasn't about what was going on outside of me, it was about what was going on inside of me. And there were some reasons that it was showing up like that. And in addition to that, she gave me some insight into ways that I could really reduce the impact that it had on me. And that's what I really want to share with you. So she told me that I'm someone who's always been hypersensitive to noise, and I have a lot of difficulty screening that out. And she said it's really not just about being sensitive to noise. It came from very early in life, where I felt like I had to be hypervigilant in order to be okay, in order to be safe. And that's why I'm so sensitive to noise. And I made a connection where I went, oh, that's kind of related to this thing I've been going through recently with, I give myself permission not to know, because that hypervigilance is about knowing what's going on so that I could protect myself. So releasing that, not having to always know. And she advised me to release my attachment to all this noise that was going on around me, that I didn't have to let it bother me. And she said, you know, continue to advocate for yourself. Certainly if someone is doing something that is outside, you know, okay, which this next door neighbor definitely was, then yeah, go ahead and continue to advocate for yourself, but let go of getting so upset about it. And that being upset was actually exacerbating it and making it happen more. And she described it like a ping pong game energetically, where when they would send noise to me, I'd send this, you know, angry energy back at them, that just really perpetuated the situation. And it's also, you can liken it to a tug of war, where if I continue to pull and they continue to pull, we're going to do this back and forth. But if one of us drops our end of the rope, then it doesn't happen anymore. So what happened was that I went home, the noise was still going on. It had been going on all day that particular day. And I was able to be in a place of letting go of being so upset about it. And frankly, I can't tell you how I was able to do that, because it's been very difficult to be in that place. But I was able to do that. I went ahead and reported it again to management. And what kind of magically happened was that a few hours later, managers came and talked to them, and there's been no noise since. And that's been for 6 days. So I totally believe that my ability to shift my energy around it has had an impact on it continuing to happen. And so I want you to be able to do the same thing, so that you don't have to suffer when these external circumstances that you feel like you have no control over, which, because you don't, not only do you feel like it, you do not have control over, come in. You can control your reaction to it. So think about these things. You know, if something's tweaking you, notice the thoughts that you have, and what's your self-talk about the situation? Are you making the other person bad or wrong? And are you feeling like a victim? Because I definitely felt like a victim. I felt powerless. What's your end of the rope? what are you doing energetically that's perpetuating the situation? So in my case, instead of just letting it pass through me, not attaching to it, not holding on to it, I allowed it to hook me and that perpetuated it. So look at yourself and what you're doing in any situation that's going on that is one that you don't like. And every time you have a victim thought or a blaming thought for the other person, release it by reminding yourself that it's not about you. This is something I came to understand. What this guy was doing next door had nothing to do with me. It was all about him. And this person is going about their business with no thought of you. And even if they're doing it deliberately, it's still not about you. It's about them. So just release worrying about why they're doing it and what it means to you, because it means nothing to you or about you. And take appropriate action. Advocate for yourself in whatever way is reasonable and appropriate, but from a place of peace and calm. And I saw results immediately, and I know that it will be helpful for you too. And if nothing else, you just won't feel so upset. That was a good side effect for me as well. I want to thank my guest today, Sister Jenna, for sharing such great information on fear and love and how meditation can really help us with that. And I want to thank you all for tuning in to the Laura Longley Show. I had a wonderful time. Please join me every Monday at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific on KKNW in Seattle, WBLQ in Rhode Island, or anywhere at thelauralongleyshow.com. Have a trustful week, and I'll see you back here next time.
You've been listening to The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Tune in each Tuesday on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time, and on KKNW every Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Time, and everywhere on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Laura and her friends as they help you create the life that you truly deserve. For more information about Laura, her services, and amazing tools, visit TheLauraLongleyShow.com. Thank you for listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Like us on Facebook/Transformation Radio Network. Tweet and follow us at TransformNet. Visit us at www.transformationtalkradio.com and find us on Pinterest, Google+, YouTube, spiritualnetworks.com, Flickr, Tumblr, and Spreaker. Just search for Transformation Talk Radio. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right? Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information.
You are listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website, www.transformationtalkradio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Tune in Thursdays at 7 a.m. Pacific, 10 a.m. Eastern to Spirit Guidance Radio with Shannon Walbrand on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show with South Africa's top psychic will amaze and uplift you. Call in to receive detailed, specific answers that offer immediate solutions as Shannon interprets messages from your spirit guides. Whether it's love, business, or health, your spirit guides are ready to help. Visit ShannonWalbrand.com for more info. You are guided.
Grateful patients have been saying it for 25 years. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. Dr. Thane of Wellness One of Bellevue has been named one of the nation's top chiropractors by the Consumers Research Council of America, and for good reason. He has helped his patients recover their energy and vitality after car accidents, sports injuries, herniated discs, fatigue due to stress, the list goes on. The website is bellevue.wellnessone.net. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. That's bellevue.wellnessone.net.